Hey, what's up, everybody, and welcome to episode 64 of Feel Good Friday. That's right, baby. We're on episode 64 of FGF, Nintendo 64, N64, if you will, if you want to abbreviate it, if you want to dumb it down a little bit, you know, if you don't want to exhaust yourself by talking a little bit too much, say Nintendo 64, you just say N64. You dial it back a little bit. But me, I'm going to show it the respect that it deserves. I'm going to call it by its full name. I'm going to call it Nintendo 64. And the reason I'm going to show it that respect, that level of respect, is because I believe it deserves it. Nintendo 64 played a huge part in my childhood, my upbringing, if you will, if I may, if you will, if I may. I have a lot of fond memories playing the Nintendo 64 as a kid, as a youngin. It was my first gaming system. My cousin had a Super Nintendo, but I had the Nintendo 64. A lot of great games like Clay Fighter 63 and a third. And if you don't know what the fuck I'm talking about, check it out. It's like a fever dream Mortal Kombat. It's Mortal Kombat on acid. It's great. Lots of great characters. It's fun. It's violent. And I played that game a lot. So maybe that explains some stuff. I don't know. All the sports games, the James Bond games, WrestleMania 2000 was an amazing one. All of that. Nintendo 64, thank you. Thank you so much. I guess, to be honest, when I said episode 64 about 2 minutes ago during this intro, my mind was like, well, what's something I could talk about that has 64 in the title? Nintendo 64 was the first thing that came to mind. I thought about Miller 64, but then I was like, nah, I don't really drink that. My mom drinks that. That's a mom drink. I'm a Coors Light kind of guy myself. No biggie. Yeah. But, I'm not going to spend too much time on the Nintendo 64 or Miller 64, either of the 64s, but this is episode 64, and it's just me today. No Brittany. Unfortunately, no Brittany. I got a lot of positive feedback about the last episode, the bro pilot, me and Brittany, so we'll see what happens there. Hopefully some more to come. We'll see. Life is crazy, you know? Unpredictable. Whatever happens, happens. I hope there's more. Because a lot of people were saying that we made a pretty good duo. And that's what I like to hear. So just me today, though. I'm gonna start it off a little intense. And I'm not talking about camping. Hey, that's a good joke. If you didn't laugh at that, what are you doing? Check your pulse. Because that was a good one. But it is going to start a little intense. I know normally the intro is kind of like you soothe into it. It's a little soothing. You ease into it is what I should have said, but today I'm going to start off hot, come out swinging. You know what I mean? I'm going to start today by talking about politics. And I know you hear that and you're like, Joe talking about politics? That's like Joe talking about, you know, fitness, or Joe talking about reading. It's two things that don't really go together, or at least two things you wouldn't expect to go together. And to be honest, I'm no expert on politics. I'm the furthest thing from it. If someone said, describe what politics are, I wouldn't be able to give that good of a description. I would give a description like, all right, see, this is what I'm talking about. Anyway, I just wanted to say that I hate politics. And I know that's a strong statement. I know you hear that and you go, what the fuck? You can't hate politics. This country needs politics. It was built on politics. We need a political system in place. We need people to guide our country and make the decisions that decide our fate. I get that. I get why we need politics. I get the pros of it. But in my experience, I have seen politics bring out the absolute worst in people. And that's why I hate it. All right? Not to mention most politicians are fucking scumbag weirdos, but the main reason I hate it is because I see it bring out the absolute worst in people. Whether it's people I don't know, and I just see these random arguments online that just make me really sad to be like, all right, this is where we're at as a society, so far away from a nation united. Or it's people that I know, friends and family. whether it's in person or online. You see them arguing about politics, and they can result to name calling and just this really nasty bickering. And it brings out nastiness, not the good nastiness. I'm not talking about Rimmon. You know what I mean? I'm talking about just this bad side of people that you don't want to see. It breaks my heart to see it sometimes. Because these are people that you know and love. And I don't know. They have this me against the world attitude. And they're extremists on both sides. No side is innocent. They're extreme Democrats. They're extreme Republicans. The thing that really upsets me about the arguing, besides for it bringing out the worst in people, the side that I don't want to see, is that it's absolutely fucking pointless. There is no argument I've seen that has resolved itself by like the one side being like, you know what? You're right. You're right. I'm no longer a Republican. Now I'm a Democrat. You convinced me. Good job. No, that's never happened. No side backs down. Because for whatever fact a Democrat can bring up and use against a Republican can do some digging on Google, find a fact, throw it right back at the Democrats. And it will just go back and forth and back and forth until a comment gets reported and someone gets banned, or until someone just, I don't know, dies maybe. I'm not too sure when these really end. They could go on for even longer than I see. A lot of the times I get tired of looking at it, or I get, again, so disheartened by looking at it that I'm like, I'm done. This is bringing me down. And I think it's something that really, really tears us apart. Quite literally, it's two sides. You have to choose a side. And then if you're like me and you don't want to choose a side, people get mad at you for that. So you don't want to choose a side? But like, what do you believe in then? I believe, and this is cliche, I know, and I've said it before, I know. I'm well aware, trust me. But I believe that life is short, and I don't want to spend it arguing about meaningless shit. Now, I know you hear that, and you go, are you saying politics are meaningless? That's fucking wild. Why would you say that? Politics have such an impact on us. I know. I know. But I feel like this is a situation where it's damned if you do, damned if you don't. For example, if you're like me and you choose to say, fuck politics, fuck the whole thing, I don't like any of it, then people will come at you for that. But if you do choose a side, people on the other side that you didn't choose will come at you for choosing the side that you did. And that's just too many people coming at me. That's way too much come. Way too much come. I'm not trying to deal with that. This isn't a Bukkake video. This is life. I'm not making an OnlyFans. I'm trying to live my life. I'm not trying to take any Bukkake showers. That's enough with the cum jokes. All right. But it's just this whole thing that is ultimately going to lead to some kind of confrontation. And I'm going to be honest. I hate confrontation. I do. Now, do I like watching some drama unfold? Yeah. There's some fun drama out there, some he said, she said type of bullshit. Guilty pleasure. I do like watching that unfold. Grab the popcorn. But as far as me being involved, no. I'm like Rex from Toy Story. I hate confrontation. And especially political confrontation. That's drama that I don't even like watching unfold. For reasons, like I said earlier, just brings out the absolute worst in everyone. You know, you got Democrats and Republicans that just result in name calling eventually. You try to stick to your points. You try to keep it professional. But eventually, both sides will crack. And the Republicans will call the Democrats snowflakes, libtards, soft, put whatever, all that. And then the Democrats will fire back, call the Republicans, you know, make fun of their level of intelligence, saying it's not very high, their morals, all that stuff. And it's just this constant cycle. And it's never going to end because politics aren't going anywhere. Because people think we need it. the closest we've come to being a nation united, to being one nation under God, was 9/11. And it's not like 9/11 happened and we had this moment where it's like, yeah, you know what? This is one country. Let's all be, you know, let's all be one. Let's all be friends. This is great. No, we all came together because there was one enemy. Everyone realized that what this group of people did was awful, horrible. So everyone came together and was like, fuck those guys. Fucking terrorists and blah, blah, blah. And that only lasted a few months. So we came together because of this horrendous act. And we all wanted blood. We all wanted violence. So it wasn't a very good reason to come together. It was sad that that's what it took to get people to see eye to eye. And it's not like everyone was seeing eye to eye. If you were a Muslim living in America at that time, fucking good luck. Good luck getting through the day without receiving some dirty looks from people. To this day, it's 2023. It's been 22 years since 9/11. Come September, obviously. And Muslims will still get the dirty looks. It's, yeah. Sad to see. So, anyway, I'm going to stop because I know I'm bringing it down right now. I'm bringing down the mood. I'm killing the vibe, if you will. Kendrick Lamar would be really mad at me because I'm killing the vibe. He would say, bitch, don't kill my vibe. I would talk about politics and absolutely kill his vibe. So I'm going to stop. Again, because it's the intro too. You know, I don't want to start off too hot and lose you. Because I think by me saying that I hate politics and that I stay away from it completely, I think I might upset some people. Some people might be mad that I don't care. And to be honest, I don't care that you're mad. I hope you're not. But if you are, it is what it is. I'm not changing either. I'm not going to pick a side. There's nothing you can tell me that will make me choose a side, that will make me swing either way. Because I know for any good the Democratic Party has done, they've done some bad shit too. Obviously, the same goes for the Republican Party. I'm not choosing a side, taking the ignorance is bliss approach. I've made it through 29 years of my life as a pretty happy dude. Yeah, there's some shit under the surface that eats at me, but I live with it. However, I believe my decision to not get involved in politics has made my life substantially better. So I'm going to stay that way. And I'm sorry if you don't agree with that. But as I say, after every traumatic event in my life, it is what it is, baby. All right. That's my intro. Hope you stuck with me. Hope I didn't upset you too much. And just don't be an asshole. I guess that's what it really comes down to. So yeah, I'm sorry. I know I just said I was wrapping up, but I guess that's what it really comes down to is don't be an asshole. Believe what you want to believe. Stand up for what you believe in. Vote. Go out and vote. Just don't be an asshole about it. All right? You can be proud that you're a Republican. Be proud that you're a Democrat. Be proud that you're like me and you don't care either way. You just want to be happy. Be proud. But don't be an asshole about it. It's pretty easy. It takes just as much time to see the good in this world as it does to see the bad. It takes just as much effort to be a good person as it does to be a bad person. Or at least nice person as it does to be a dick. That's my main goal from here on out. I don't want to be a dick. I don't want people to see me or see me in person, see me on Facebook, and then be like, oh, this piece of shit. No, I don't want that. So in that aspect, I hope that I could have an effect on you, and I hope that I can change you like that. Like, realize, hey, this life, it's not the longest thing ever. So let's try to make it as enjoyable an experience as possible. And if you enjoy fighting about politics, go for it. I'm not changing you. I'm not going to waste my time. It's a weird thing to enjoy. It's a weird vice, but hey, everyone has their vices. Go for it. Don't fight with me because I won't fight you. Trust me. I am not going to fight that fight. But that's just me. as always. All right, play that intro music. Let's go. I'm done with the serious shit. Maybe. We'll see. All right, everybody, and we're back. Episode 64 of Feel Good Friday after that super intense intro. Probably the most intense intro we've ever done on Feel Good Friday. Political cold open by one Joseph Kruger. Hope you enjoyed it. Hope I didn't lose you. Hope I didn't offend you. But if I did, like I said, it is what it is. We just got to keep on moving. You're not going to win them all. You can't please them all. So there is that. But I did want to add one more little thing. I promise this isn't going to be the political episode. I'm not going to keep it dragging. You might hear my dogs barking, by the way. I got the windows open. This is a beautiful spring day. The sun is out. The plants are blooming. The greenery is really popping right now. So windows are open. So you might hear some dogs. But hey, what else is new? This fucking podcast is absolute chaos. I did want to add one more little thing. I swear I'm not going to keep going on and on about this. After this, no more politics. But one more little tidbit, one more little bid tit, if you will. Sometimes I flip a couple letters around and I make a bid tit because then I get to say the word tit. And when I say the word tit, I think about titties and that makes me happy. So anyway, one more little thing. I want to say that I have friends on both sides. I do. I have friends that are Republicans. I have friends that are Democrats. I do not lean either way. I meant it when I said I truly do not care. I do not judge people based off who they vote for or what political party they believe in. I don't think that's a correct way to judge people. There are a lot of people out there who can't be friends because they're a Democrat and another person is a Republican. I'm here to tell you that if you are a Democrat, you can be friends with a Republican. It's called being an adult. Grow up a little bit. The reason I have friends on both sides outside of me not caring about politics is because I don't bring up politics at all. And when you don't bring up politics, this subject that tears so many people apart and ruins so many potential friendships or existing friendships, you'll find that people are a lot more enjoyable. And if not enjoyable, at least a lot more tolerable. So just another reason I hate politics. I'm done. Just want to say I walk on both sides. I'm the political ghost rider, you know? Republicans, Democrats, anarchists, people who don't care like me, who just want to have fun times. I got it all. I got those days when I want to, you know, watch Alabama play Nebraska, some college football, you know, put on some country music, some Toby Keith, some Morgan Wallen, wear some flannel. Watch the Blue Collar Comedy Tour, which, by the way, it is my opinion, after studying both their styles of comedy, it is my opinion that Larry the Cable Guy walked so that Theo Von could run. That's no jab to either of them. I respect them both. I think they're both great. But Larry the Cable Guy walked so that Theo Von could run is my hot take of the day. But I have those days, and then I have days where, you know, I want to go to an open mic improv night at some coffee shop / bar. And have hams is the closest thing to a domestic beer that they have. And hang out with some people who are wearing glasses and they have handlebar mustaches and all that shit. I'm a social chameleon. I just enjoy the presence of good people. And I think when you push politics aside, most people can be good people. So I'm just going to stress that. But that's it. No more politics. I'm done. But, well, I should say I'm done talking politics. Done talking politics, probably a subject I shouldn't have even gone into at all, for it is a subject that I know little of. But that's why I didn't really go into the politics of politics. I just expressed my disdain for it. And you could take that or leave it. Take it with a grain of salt. Take it. Take it in your ass with a grain of salt, if you want. If you're a Republican, you probably won't, because that has Bud Light written all over it. Anyway, I did want to move on to another subject that is unfortunately still serious. I know you come to this podcast to feel good. This is Feel Good Friday. And I try to provide a lot of comedy. I try to say some stuff that'll make you laugh. But I wanted to talk about mental health. And I know you hear that and you're like, what the fuck, Joe? Mental health? You're going from politics to mental health? What is, I'm out. I'm out. And that's cool. If you don't want to listen to the rest of this episode, that's. Well, all seriousness just went out the fucking window. But if you don't want to listen to the rest of this episode, that's cool. That's cool. I get it. I know this is probably a podcast you listen to, like I said, to get away from all the real life bullshit. Even though I talk about current events and stuff, but I don't know. I come to this podcast. I record episode after episode to kind of get everything out. You know, it's cheaper than therapy. It's a lot cheaper than therapy. In fact, it's free. Shout out Anchor. Thank you. Appreciate you. So I wanted to talk about mental health because that's what's on my mind right now. Because total honesty, I don't know if I'm in a good place right now. I don't think I am. I kind of have this looming feeling. Like I feel like there's a soul version of myself, and not like Soul Train, not like cool soul. Like I'm not just busting out disco moves. There's a extra, no, not extraterrestrial. There's just like my soul is above me and it's just looking down on me and it hates what it sees. And here's what it sees. It sees a guy who's trying. He's trying his best. He really is because he wants to keep everything that he has. He wants to keep his fiance because he knows he got fucking lucky to even land her in the first place. And come July, it'll be 5 years. And that's just a blessing for him. And he wants to keep her. And he wants to make sure his son, his beautiful baby boy, grows up to be a better man than him, which in his mind isn't that hard to do because he doesn't think that high of himself when it comes down to it. So he wants to do everything he can to make sure that his son is better than him. You know? And he just wants to make sure, at the very least, he wants to make sure his son is happy. That's also for the fiance, too. And he wants to make sure his dogs are happy and healthy. Give them as much stimulation as possible, treats, belly rubs, walks, all that stuff. And he wants to make sure his family's happy. Because his whole life, he has thought of himself as a disappointment, and he still does. He works 3 days a week at a grocery store because he fucked around in college, fucked around after college, and didn't get that high paying of a job, didn't get a stable career with a lot of financial security. So now he's working 3 days a week at a grocery store, which is a great grocery store. It's an amazing fucking place to work. He loves it there. He's made good friends. There's a lot of soccer moms that come in and hit on him, which, I mean, that's kind of just everywhere he goes, but it's still nice, you know? You know, when they buy the eggplants, they kind of look at the eggplants and then they look at me and they're like, is that you? And then I hold up the tiny cucumbers and I say, nah, this is more accurate. Or if they have a bag of baby carrots. But anyway, he thinks he has let his family down for the majority of his life. Whether it was not doing that well in school, even though he graduated college, he graduated NIU. He wasn't his sister. His sister was a straight A student and he was far from it. He struggled a lot. Whether it was partying too hard, he had his days. He had some rough mornings. He threw some parties that were disrespectful to his parents. And then, yeah, like I said, just the whole job situation. He thinks he could have tried harder, and he looks back, and if he had tried harder, maybe he would have that job that his parents could look at and be like, you know, want to brag about. Because I don't know if they want to brag about their son working 3 days a week at Trader Joe's. And then, you know, his sister, he looks at his sister and he thinks, how the fuck are we so different? Because he looks at his sister and he thinks, she is probably, I would say definitely, the most thoughtful, genuine, nicest, kindest, sweetest, most loving person I know. And he doesn't feel anything like that. In fact, he feels the opposite. And he wants to be like her so bad. He wants to be smart. You know, he wants to have a good group of friends that hang out all the time. He wants to be able to be as generous as she is. He wants to love as much as she loves. And he just feels like he'll never get that. And then he looks at his friends and he thinks, why the fuck do they keep me around? Like, yeah, I am funny sometimes, but I'm not the one like buying drinks for everybody, buying shots for everybody. I'm not buying random gifts for people sometimes. When my friends or when his friends, well, you know what it is. It's me. I'm talking about me. When his friends, I'm just going to keep saying that. I don't know why, but I'm just on it. So fuck it. I'm going to keep rolling. The train keeps chugging. When his friends bought him that microphone set, and this is over a year ago, he went when his friend who brought it over told him everyone that chipped in, watched him open it, and then left. When his friend left after he brought over the mic set and told him everything that happened, he cried because he realized how lucky he was to have that great group of friends. That SEAL Team 6, the boys. How truly blessed he was. And he feels, I hope his friends know that he feels like a fucking dumbass that he hasn't set it up yet. And I know you hear that and you're like, well, then just set it up. It's an easy fix. And I'll be honest, I don't know why he doesn't set it up. I don't know what's in his mind that's stopping him from doing it. I don't think he's like scared of it. I think he just, he puts it on the back burner and he shouldn't, because that was an insanely generous gift from an amazing group of friends. And instead of showing how grateful he is and how much he loves them, he just talks shit to them. And again, it's not malicious at all. There's no ill intent. It's fun talking shit, but he'll get drunk and he'll take it too far. And he doesn't know when to stop. And he wakes, and a lot of the mornings after he goes out drinking with his buddies, he has to wake up and he has to apologize. At least he feels like that. And his friends are cool enough to say, don't even worry about it. We all get like that. You know, we all have those nights. You're fine, dude. We love you. And that makes him feel so good, but also so shitty that they have to keep saying that. And then he just looks at himself in the mirror and he thinks, he just wants to be better. And he's at this point where he's confused because he doesn't know how to be better, because he's trying extremely hard. And for whatever reason, it's not, the result is not there. And he's scared that if the result doesn't show up soon, he's going to lose a lot of that stuff that he is scared to fucking death of losing. He's terrified of losing that because he knows how good he has it. And he knows he has to start acting like he knows how good he has it. But he also knows that he's trying. And for whatever reason, it's just not working. So it's this feeling of confusion and gratefulness and a little bit of fear. A little horny too. That's a different, I guess that's a different factor. That's a different compartment. He's also tired because Well, all right. He thinks that he sounds like a broken record because he keeps telling his loved ones how bad he feels and that there's no change on the field. You know? It's like Ben Simmons. He has to work on his shooting. He knows that. But season after season, he's a fucking dud when he tries to shoot the ball. And he doesn't want to be associated with Ben Simmons. He wants to be associated with Giannis and LeBron and MJ. Yeah, LeBron. That's how serious this is right now. He just threw in LeBron because he's not talking shit because he recognizes that LeBron is an all-time great. Not his GOAT, but that's okay. That's a debate for another time. He's number two. There's nothing wrong with being number two. There's a lot of basketball players out there. Number two is pretty damn good. Anyway, that's who he wants to be to all the people that I just mentioned. He wants people to look at him and say, wow, I'm lucky to have him. He's tired of looking the other way and saying, I'm so blessed to have them. Like, maybe I should return the favor. And then just not doing it. But he wants his friends to know that he wants his family and he wants his loved ones to know that he's trying his best. And he wants his loved ones to know that he knows, he recognizes, he's aware, all synonyms. Again, 500 word essay style, just filling up the page. He wants them to know that he's aware that he said that a lot of times. And maybe they just don't see the change, but he's doing his best to keep it all together. Because he wants everything he has to stay. Because it's a good fucking life. It's a great life. And he's scared to death to lose it. So he knows it's do or die. He's almost 30. Maybe he should grow up a bit. You know? Maybe he should stop. Well, I get, you know, he doesn't really play video games anymore. He's not going out and making too wasteful of purchases. His drinking has gone down. He's working on it, like I just said. So maybe he is working on it. Maybe the change will come. But for now, he doesn't see it either. And he knows that. And he knows if he doesn't see it, then his loved ones definitely don't. And he feels awful. He feels so bad. Because he's no stranger to fucking up. He has felt like a fuck up for the majority of his life. Since he started to actually feel emotions. Let's say junior year of high school. Before that, it was a free-for-all. The only emotions were happy, angry, sad, but like about like material things like, we didn't get to go to McDonald's. I'm fucking pissed. So it wasn't deep. Once he started getting deep, he started looking in the mirror a little bit, looking at the man in the mirror. Word to Michael Jackson. Probably shouldn't have shouted him out. Whatever. We're going to move on. But he started looking at the man in the mirror and he said, it's you. You're the problem. Through lost friendships, through the lowest lows of his life. He's tried to find a scapegoat. He's tried to find someone to blame, to point the finger at. Again, more synonyms. But he knows that it's him. Deep down, he's so scared to admit it because he's so tired of being the bad guy. He's so tired of being the one to blame. He's so tired of fucking up. He's so tired of being a fuck up. He wants to change, and he just genuinely, sincerely, more synonyms, that should be it, just really wants everyone that he's mentioned so far, that I've mentioned so far, he wants them to know he's tired of it too. And he's working on it. And I just don't know if he knows how to go about it. But he's in his mind every day trying to figure it out, trying to make the best decisions. He really is. He's trying to balance everything. He's trying to make as many people happy as he can. So, there's that. You're welcome for that ray of fucking sunshine that was. I'm going to take a break. I think I need one. Maybe pour myself a glass of Pink Whitney after that. Because I was, you know, you may have heard a little tremble in my voice. That was a little emotional for me too. And sharing that on this podcast, I don't know if it's ill-advised or what, because anyone can hear it. And I may receive a lot of judgment. But it just, I wanted to get it out. And sometimes just getting it out is a step in the right direction. So there we go. Maybe I'll go jerk off. No. See? All right. See that? That's a step in the wrong direction. So no jerking off. I'm going to go watch a movie. Exercise. That's what I do. All right. I'm going to go exercise. Yeah. Okay. Step in the right direction. There we go. I'll be back. Don't worry. Okay. Welcome back, everybody, to Feel Good Friday, episode 64. That felt good, right? That felt good to get that off my chest, get that off my mind, whatever. Felt good. And it should be noted that I'm still happy. Like, I know I'm going through it and I'm struggling, but I still realize that I have a good life. And I still realize that I have a lot to live for. And I know I'm struggling with some stuff and I'm trying to fix it, trying to make myself better, but I'm good. I'm still good. So don't worry about me. If after that last segment, you might be, don't. I promise you, I'm all right. Even if I'm not 100% right now, I'm fine. Because I realize that everybody has problems. I am far from the only one that's insecure, far from the only one that's going through it. A lot of people have it a lot worse than me. But like so even though I'm not 100%, I feel like my 70% is better than a lot of people's 100%. I take pride in the fact that I am very strong mentally, as in I can see the good through some bad shit. And so there's silver linings out there, and I just look forward, and I know that if I keep trying, eventually I will get the hang of this shit. And maybe it's taken way too long, but eventually I will, and I'll be all right, even if I'm not right now. I'll be all right. So don't cry for me, Argentina. I'm good. Trust me. All right. On to, also probably people are like, well, you said, since you don't care about politics, that you're happy. It's not the only, like, politics, life doesn't fucking revolve around fucking politics. It's not just because I don't care about politics, I'm automatically happy. Like, there's other shit in life that could fuck your day up or make it better. Not caring about politics just helps, you know, on my road to total happiness, so. There's that. In case you were about to try to hate on me, any political aficionados out there, any political sticklers, why don't you stick your dick in a hole? No. All right. I'm going to move on. I don't know where I was going with that. I apologize. So, next order of business, some Harry Potter content. I'm going to talk about some Harry Potter content. HBO announced that they are doing a series, a Harry Potter series that will air on HBO Max, obviously. And it's basically going to, it's not like an origin story. It's not some side story. It's Harry Potter again. And each book will be a season. So Sorcerer's Stone, season one. Chamber of Secrets, season two. Yada, yada, yada. A lot of people are upset about it. A lot of people are saying, we don't need this. A lot of people are saying it's too soon. I mean, I know it's been over a decade since the Harry Potter movies ended, but still people are like, eh, like we're good. Like we still love Daniel Radcliffe and Rupert Grint and Emma Watson and the original cast. Like we don't need a new cast. We don't need a new vision of this story. We want something different from the Wizarding World universe. Why do we need the same story? And I'll be honest, I'm kind of on that side. We don't need another, like, I love Harry Potter. For my 29th birthday, 29, I had a Harry Potter themed party. Yeah, I'm a fucking nerd. I have the Death Eater tattoo on my forearm. I'm a nerd for Harry Potter. I'm a nerd for HP. And I'm a slut for DP. You know what I mean? Not double penetration. Dr. Pepper. I love Dr. Pepper. Not as much as my coworker Brandon, by the way. That guy drinks it all the time and he's still in phenomenal shape and I don't get it. I'm really jealous. I have to have like one a week and I look like Luke Combs. Just, I don't have a good voice. So definitely not good. Anyway, back to Harry Potter. No more DP talk. We're talking HP. I love HP. I do. But I would like something different. That's why Fantastic Beasts was this breath of fresh air. Granted, to me, not nearly as good as the Harry Potter movies. But still, it was something different, but it was also in the Harry Potter universe. So, you know, there are these little, like, Easter eggs and whatnot. And new characters that I got to love. Like, I got to love the Baker and, of course, Newt and all that. And then you had Jude Law playing Dumbledore, which was fun. Jude Law also plays Captain Hook now. That guy's killing it. Dumbledore and Captain Hook in the same couple of years. That's good on the resume. Good for you, Jude Law. It was a nice change of pace while still you realized you were in the Wizarding World. Like you weren't far off from Harry Potter. So I wish they would have kind of stayed on that track. There's a lot of options they could have done. They could have done the founding members of Hogwarts. They could have done a solo Tom Riddle Voldemort series. They could have done the Marauders? Some Harry Potter fan I am. I don't even know what the fuck, like how to fucking pronounce it. The Marauders map? Marauders map? Whatever! You know what I'm talking about. That map. There's a whole series they could have done on that. Like, hell, I would have taken a series about Gilderoy Lockhart. I would have loved that. As long as Kenneth Branagh was playing him. But he's got some weird, like, this trilogy that I didn't even know was a thing. But it was like Death on the Nile, A Murder on the Orient Express, and now there's A Haunting in Venice is the new one coming out. That's a straight-up horror movie, so I didn't know that was a three-part thing, but he's killing it. So no pun intended, because Murder on the Orient Express. Anyway, and Death on the... All right, I'm done. It was a good joke, though. But anyway, back to Harry Potter. Am I going to watch it? Yeah, absolutely I'm going to watch it. It's Harry Potter. Why would I not? That's my shit. And I'm going to check it out. It's free. It's on HBO Max. Well, it's not... It's not free. It's free for me, I should say. It's not free for my buddy who pays for it, who lets me know his password. Good guy. Real good guy. On the podcast before. Christian. Kevin O'Boy's brother. Christian Kelso. Yeah. So I call him Kelso because Kelso is my favorite character on that 70s show. And I never had a friend I could call Kelso. And you probably don't give a shit about this story. So I'm going to stop. But thank you, Christian. Thank you, Kelso. Whatever you are. Okay. So I'm going to watch it for sure. I'll check it out. I will say it's probably a lot of the people complain online like, oh, this wasn't in the, you know, they didn't, this movie sucked. They left out so many things that were in the book and they should have included this and they shouldn't have done that. And the casting was wrong and they got this wrong and yada, yada, yada. So maybe they'll improve on a lot of those things. If they're doing a whole season for every book, They'll probably be able to include a lot more things that weren't included in the movies. So people will like that. Maybe the casting will be perfect and they'll fucking nail it and people will love that. I don't know. It's HBO. There's not a lot of strikeouts on the HBO record. You got The Last of Us and Succession recently that are absolutely great. But I don't know. I don't think this one will be a strikeout either. I think if it's Harry Potter, it's going to be a success. Even Secrets of Dumbledore, the third Fantastic Beasts movie, was a success because it's Harry Potter. They created such a huge following that they could put out whatever and people will check it out. That's what it is. They're not like the Potterheads aren't going to boycott this. They might not like it. They might be like, oh, that sucked. Or even before it comes out, they can say, like, I'm not going to watch it, but they're going to watch it because that's what we do. We check out stuff and then we tend to hate it, which is another thing I want to talk about, complainers. Now, we talked about complainers briefly on the last episode with me and Brittany. We kind of opened it with that because there are people who just wake up and choose violence, people who wake up and just want to complain about shit. They want to ruin their day, so they make themselves the victim or something like that. It's kind of tied into Harry Potter because I follow a lot of Harry Potter pages online, which, by the way, they keep posting these things that are like, oh, Harry Potter versus Wednesday or something, and then Harry Potter is getting all the votes. And it's like, yeah, no shit. Harry Potter is going to win that. You're posting it to a Harry Potter page. In what world would Wednesday beat out Harry Potter on Harry Potter's home turf? You know? But it's just something stupid that, like, it's like going to, like, the Bears Instagram page and being like, Bears or Packers? People will be like, what the fuck do you think? You came here, you moron. So I see that a lot. Something dumb. Just a little tiny pet peeve. Just little tiny one. Just roll my eyes when I... when I see it. Oh, shit. That was weird. Okay, we're good. We're back to it. We're not going to edit that out. That's going to stay in. I'm ripping the ganj right now. I wish I was. Just have a cough. But anyway, complainers. Yeah, so it's a lot of entertainment complainers. It's nothing can ever be good enough. There's always something wrong with everything. People are never fucking satisfied, and I hate it. I hate seeing that because it's like, you know, a company can do 100 things right, one thing wrong, like a movie company when they're doing an adaptation of something that people love, an adaptation of some comic book or an adaptation of just some book. They can do 100 things right, but if they do one thing wrong, thousands of people will see the one thing and they'll be like, well, this sucks because they didn't do this. I see it all the time. And I just, that's another thing. It goes back to the politics talk in the beginning of this episode. Why would you want to live your life like that? Nitpicking like that. Like, you are wasting so much time by complaining about this. Like, just move on. If you didn't like it, just move on. If you didn't like it, forget about it. Block it out. You're good. Move on. I don't understand the people that feel the need to just try to bring things down. I get it. Facebook, you can voice your opinion, freedom of speech, all that. America, good, cool. But there's the stuff that makes a lot of people happy. Harry Potter makes a lot of people happy and a lot of people love it. And then you got people who are like, well, they got this wrong and they could have done this and I can't believe they're doing this. Shut up, dude. No one fucking cares. And you might have people who agree with you. I get that. But like, you guys look like a bunch of dickheads. Again, this goes back to politics. Like, if you get in these fights about politics, it gets to a point where the facts are not coming up anymore and you're just name calling and acting out irrationally, and you look kind of dumb. And that's what these people who complain about everything look like. I see it on every post, and it could be Harry Potter, the new Marvel movie, the new DC movie, which those are like some of the most loyal fans, you know. So obviously, if there's something wrong, they're gonna let people know about it. But any Star Wars, like, it's just nonstop complaints, and it's like we live in this amazing world, so much technology, CGI, everything looks so fucking real. I grant, you know, not everything's perfect. There's some things that look more realistic than others. There, you know, things that are, again, far from perfect. Thor: Love and Thunder got a lot of shit for that because there was the one scene with some teleport communication star fucking thing. I don't know what the fuck it was, but it didn't look that great. And people were like, this is a $200 million movie and they can't get that thing right. It's like, oh my God, man. Like, it was a 10 second scene in the film. Move on. Move on. That was a funny movie. Christian Bale was great as the God Butcher, which is a fucking badass name, by the way. Well done. And he killed it, and it wasn't even that long of a movie, but he was so good. And then Thor, it was still funny. Like, the soundtrack was great. But you just find the 10-second clip and be like, this ruined the movie for me. This ruined the movie for you? What the fuck? I can't imagine. I can't imagine living my life like that. And then horror movies. A lot of people are, you know, they want these horror movies to be Oscar-worthy. It's like, no, horror movies are supposed to be fun. Silence of the Lambs was one that won the Oscar for Best Picture. Yeah, that's an exception. That's an outlier. Most of the time, horror movies are not winning Oscars. So let's dial it back. Let's pump the brakes on this expectation for horror movies to be perfect. Horror movies are just supposed to be fun. So that's why I personally think I'm doing it right when I, again, that sounds ignorant, but I think I'm doing it right when I say, you know, when I watch a horror movie, if it's good, it's good. That there's that. But if it's bad, I could make it fun, you know? Like, I don't know, Cocaine Bear? I didn't know what that movie was. Like, there were some serious parts towards the end, but it was really funny, and then it was intense. I don't know. We're going to talk about that. I have an episode coming up where I just talk about all the horror stuff that I've been watching recently because I've been on a fucking binge. We'll talk about it. Don't worry. Anyway, it's just these complainers. I just feel bad. Yes, I am annoyed. I roll my eyes whenever I see them. Shut up. Like, no one, like, honestly, people probably don't care about your complaint. I'm more interested in seeing positive feedback. That makes me happy. It makes me happy knowing that others are happy. So it's just another pet peeve of mine. People that love to complain. And you can see, I see it in real life sometimes too, but it's mostly online because that's where all the keyboard warriors exist. And they, you know, can state their opinion without the fear of getting punched in the face for it because, you know, they're in their own space. I was going to say mom's basement, but that, you know, that's me and I, you know, whatever. Cause then I find myself like becoming a warrior of the keyboard myself when I go through these threads of like, it's a movie trailer for the new Blue Beetle or something like that. Which I, you know, I don't really give a shit about, but, people are like, this looks dumb. They did this wrong. The suit looks stupid. And I find myself on the thread being like, just shut up. It's the first trailer for it. Give it a fucking chance. People are so quick to want to be upset. I don't know. Maybe it's easier to be upset and to be happy, not in my opinion, but I guess to a lot of people, that's the case. So, all right. I complained about the complainers. Don't know what that makes me. Hypocrite, I guess. Maybe I just sound stupid. Maybe I sound like a grumpy old man. I apologize if I do. It's another thing that it's like, it's almost in the realm of politics where it just makes me sad to see. Why are people living this way? Get a life. And I mean that respect, like in a nice way, like get, there's more to life than this shit. So get a life and fucking start living. Stop complaining about everything. Cause I know I said it before, life is short, cliche, cool, whatever it is. It's been proven multiple times that to me that it's short. I don't want to reach the end and look back and be like, well, I'm glad I complained about the new Star Wars movie that's coming out. I'm really glad I put my opinion out there about that. I want to look back and be glad about the moves that I made. I want to look back and be glad about 98% of the moves I made. Life, there will be regrets. I have regrets right now. I'd like to think that's it. Like from now on, I can, no regrets, you know? I'm sure I'll have regrets in the future, but I am trying to live with no regrets from here on out because I already have a lot. I'm trying to live in a life that I can look back on and be like, I did everything as best I could. I fucking killed it. And I think a lot of people should too, especially these people that complain on Facebook about the new Blue Beetle movie, you know? Or people who just, politics is their personality. Get a life. Start living it. All right. That'll be it for this segment. When I come back, we're probably going to wrap it up. I'm going to be honest. This has been a real. This has been a really real episode. Holy fuck, that was hard. This has been a really real episode. And I got to take an emotional break. So I think when we get back, we're going to wrap this thing up burrito style. We'll talk about a couple more things. And then I'll get out of here. And then I got an interview with Peter Grant coming up, a comedian from Australia. So I guess I could say Australian comedian because right now he's in America. So I'll just say Australian comedian. So I'm going to be talking to an Australian. Can't wait to put a shrimp on the barbie. I'm going to shut up. All right. Taking a break. We'll be back. All right, everybody. I'm back. Don't worry. I wouldn't leave you hanging. Not after what I just put you through. What an emotional roller coaster of an episode I just put you through. I'm talking highs and lows, ups and downs, everything in between. Hopefully you appreciated the highs, had a good time while the highs were there. Hopefully you got something out of the lows, whether you felt something or you learned something even, just something like that. Yeah, that'd be awesome. So hopefully you did. Thank you for listening, regardless of if you got anything out of it or if you got nothing. Thank you for making it to this point. I appreciate you. I really do. I wanted to say, I know I was complaining about the complainers, but just like I said during my politics segment, if, you know, debating politics, arguing about politics is something that makes you happy, go for it, I guess, whatever, do your thing. Definitely not my thing. But same thing about complaining. If you like to go online and complain about shit, go for it. If it makes you happy, go for it. You're not hurting anyone. You're not. You're annoying people, I'm sure, because I'm one of them. And I know I'm not alone, but you're not really hurting anyone at the end of the day. So if you want to complain about shit, go ahead, complain about shit, be my guest. But I just think, you know, there's better things to do out there to achieve happiness. But hey, I guess happiness comes in all shapes and sizes and forms. So you do you, all right? You do you. Just want to put that out there. And I know I've started each new segment talking about the last segment. Kind of picking up where I left off, like the first segment, like after the intro, I was talking about politics still. And then the next segment, I was talking about my mental health. And now I'm still talking about the complainers. But I just, you know, after I stop recording, I usually think of some more shit that I wanted to say. So I just, you know, I'm throwing it on the next segment. So if you have a problem with that, I don't know, suck my ass, whatever. We are going to wrap up though. Don't you worry. I wanted to get in some sports talk real quick. Not even going to talk about the fucking White Sox. They're an embarrassment. They haven't even hit 10 wins yet. Outside of the A's, they're the worst team in the league. Not the AL, the league. They're worse than the Nationals. They're worse than the Rockies. Like, they're dog shit. It's embarrassing. They shouldn't be this bad, but they are. Outside of Jerry selling the team, I don't see a lot of reason why I would give a shit about the rest of this season. That's how pitiful they've looked. I don't really want to keep watching them. They make me sad. They've won two games in a row, but it had to be walk-offs, which walk-offs are exciting, but not if it's like a team fighting for its life and the beginning of May. You know what I mean? So done with the White Sox, and the Cubs are overachieving. So whoopee, that's great. That's awesome. Love that. But we got NHL and NBA playoffs going on. This is a beautiful Beautiful thing. Oh, and quick shout out to Caitlin Clark from Iowa. Caitlin Clark, she actually made me give a shit about women's basketball. It's crazy. I don't know if, I hope that doesn't sound sexist, but she was so exciting to watch. She revigorated the game and brought some new viewers in and all that. And Angel Reese is obnoxious, but I guess, you know, the game needs people like that too, because they create content to talk about. But Caitlin Clark is a true talent. She's going to be amazing in the WNBA. And she's staying with Iowa. She's not jumping ship, going from Louisville to LSU like some people, you blonde bitch. All right. NHL NBA. Let's talk about the NHL first. It's down to the Elite Eight, the final eight teams. Out of the West, there's fuck. Why am I tripping right now? No, okay. You know, I'm just going to name the teams. There's the Maple Leafs. There's the Oilers. There you go. There's the Dallas Stars. There's the New Jersey Devils, the Carolina Hurricanes, the Seattle Kraken, the Vegas Knights, and the Florida Panthers. So all those teams are left. The series has started. The Florida Panthers are up 1-0 on the Leafs, and the Kraken are up 1-0 on the Stars. Thrilling overtime game. The Kraken beating the Avalanche is fucking wild. Even more wild than that is the Florida Panthers beating the Boston Bruins. I think that's more wild. The Boston Bruins were, they literally set the record for the most wins in a single season. They were the best team of all time. President's Cup trophy winner, whatever it's called. And out in the first round, they were up 3-1 on the Panthers too. And then the Panthers came back and won three games in a row. Thrilling OT winner to seal the deal and send Boston packing. Fun to watch. But, and now it looks like they're rolling, cause they beat the Leafs 4-2 last night. And then the Kraken beat the Stars 5-4 in a another overtime game. The playoff hockey's been so fucking fun. That's why I'm talking about it before basketball. Basketball's been fine, too. It's not like basketball's been some dud. Like, no, basketball's been great, but this hockey's been fun to watch. Rooting for the Oilers, really pushing for the Oilers. They got the Vegas Knights that they're playing right now, so that's no walk in the park. That's definitely not a cakewalk. So we'll see how they fare against them. I think a Seattle-Vegas Western Conference Final, yeah, would be pretty crazy considering they're the two new guys, and then here they are just absolutely kicking ass. I don't think anyone expected the Seattle Kraken to beat the Avalanche, though, and then they did, and now they're up 1-0 against the Stars, so... What I really want is Oilers-Leafs. I think a lot of fans want that. It's two Canadian teams. Last time the Leafs won the Cup was 1967. Last time the Oilers won was 1990. So it's been a while for either of those two teams. Last time the Stars won was 1999. Last time the Devils won was 2003. And last time the Hurricanes won was 2006. And then the Kraken, the Knights, and the Panthers all have not won the Cup at all. So it's been a while for any of these teams. Some longer than others. Some way longer than others, a.k.a. the Maple Leafs, 1967. Wow. Yeah, it's gonna be an exciting rest of the postseason. I'm positive of that. And I can't wait to watch some fun playoff hockey. And the fact the Hawks aren't in it, I think I like that, because it's like... I could just sit back and kind of just enjoy it. You know what I mean? Just enjoy the ride. Enjoy the thrillingness that is playoff hockey. There's been a lot of overtime games. So that's always fun to watch. And yeah, hockey's the best. Playoff hockey's the best postseason, in my opinion. On to the NBA. The conference semifinals. In the East, you got Miami against New York, the New York Knicks. And then you got the 76ers against the Boston Celtics. In the West, you got the Denver Nuggets against the Phoenix Suns. And then you got the Golden State Warriors against the Los Angeles Lakers. The Los Angeles Lakers are still in this. Everyone thought they were dead. I never count out LeBron. I will never count out LeBron. The refs will do their part to make sure he keeps succeeding. And then he's just a freak athlete in general. Like I said earlier, he's the second greatest player of all time. So the fact that we get a second round LeBron versus Steph Curry is fucking awesome. Lakers are up 1-0 in the series. They won last night. Jordan Poole played like an idiot. He didn't play awful, but like he took an ill-advised shot, I would say. He's thinking he's Steph Curry. He's not Steph Curry. I get it. Steph Curry's older. You don't know how long. I mean, he's a shooter, so it's not like he plays the most physical brand of basketball. So he should be around for a while, but I think Jordan Poole's trying to be like thinking this is his. It's not your team, bro. You need to chill out. Steph or Clay needs to take that shot, especially from that distance too. He took it from a while, and someone called him Jordan Puddle, and I thought that was really funny. But the Lakers are up 1-0. The Lakers are a very real threat in the West. Nuggets are up 2-0 on the Suns. 2-0. Suns might be in trouble. KD and Booker. And when I say KD and Booker, that's basically the whole team. DeAndre Ayton, he cannot guard Jokic. He was having a lot of trouble. Chris Paul's injured. And then the rest of the team, I don't even know. I don't even know what's going on. Torrey Craig and Landry Shamet and like Campaign. They don't got a lot going for them. So Nuggets are up 2-0. Granted, both games were in Denver. Series doesn't really start till the home team loses. So we'll see what happens in Phoenix. Chris Paul is not playing. He's out for at least games 3 and 4. Not good for Phoenix. But honestly, I didn't think it was championship or bust this year. I think they got time to get it together. And I think they will get it together. But in the meantime, go Nuggets. Jokic, shown that you should have been the MVP. Big Honey should have been the 3-time-in-a-row MVP. But Embiid won the MVP. I'm not mad at it. I do like Embiid. He plays with a lot of passion. He gives a shit. He's kind of funny. He's a troll for sure, but he's funny. And he's obviously, he's a freak athlete. He's super dominant. And he, though, is injured right. Well, he was injured for game one of the 76ers-Boston Celtics series over in the East. Now, you would think that because Embiid was injured, the MVP was not playing. You would think the Boston Celtics could take care of business. Harden hasn't been playing that well. Tyrese Maxey's been great, but like, you know, that's all they got. And then Boston is Tatum and Brown and Derek White and Brock and like Horford and Marcus Smart. Granted, Marcus Smart, not his best season, but still, like, they're at full strength. They should be able to beat the Sixers, right? Especially at the Garden. Take a 1-0 series lead. Nope. Harden in the Garden, baby. Put up 45 on the Celtics, hung the W on him, got him. Stole game one from the Boston Celtics. The Boston Celtics might be in trouble, but they got a path. I don't know. They got a path laid out for him now because Embiid is coming back for game two. That's what I heard, but he's going to be not 100%. So we'll see what a not 100% Embiid looks like against the Boston Celtics. They might be in some trouble, but they had to take game one. So I think tonight our game two is a must win for the Celtics. Some people don't. Some people are like, oh, it's fine. But if you lose two at home against a not 100% 76ers team, yikes. And then finally, the Heat and the Knicks. The Heat, they just never die. They knocked out the Bucks. Then the Knicks took out the Cavs, a 4-1 series win. That was kind of surprising. I thought the Cavs were going to put up more of a fight than that. Obviously, the Bucks was surprising. The Heat were the A seed. They looked like shit against Atlanta in the play-in tournament. Then they beat the Bulls, and then they got the 8th seed to play Milwaukee. Everyone thought it was going to be a sweep. Giannis, Middleton, Drew, all that. Brooke Lopez was having a great season, and then Heat beat them 4-1. Another surprising series. So now it's Heat-Knicks. Bit of a 90s rivalry right there, getting brought back up. So that's fun, but it's 1-1 at the moment. They played the first two games at the Mecca, MSG, Madison Square Garden, the other garden. And yeah, 1-1. I think the Knicks are in trouble because they barely won game two and Jimmy Butler wasn't playing. Strus was injured. Hero obviously is still out because he's got the broken hand. So the fact that they barely squeaked out with a win when they had all their teams, like they had Brunson, they had Randall, RJ Barrett, Hart, Quick, like all that. They had them all. They got the win. A win's a win. You take it. But that was a close one for sure. And Jimmy Butler's coming back for game three in Miami. So excited to see that. I kind of forget about the Heat during the regular season. And then all of a sudden they just, no pun intended, they heat up. Come postseason. So it's going to be a fun series there. Love the postseason. One of my favorite times of year. Yeah, hockey and basketball going on. Baseball's going on. But again, I don't really give a shit about that right now. The Diamondbacks are playing surprisingly well. And I like the Orioles. other than that, you know, the Pirates. The Pirates are my – I forgot about the Pirates. The Pirates are fun. They got the best record in the NL. I love that for them. I've always liked the Pirates just because their team name is the Pirates. I love the logo. I love the color scheme, all that. So, yeah, that's what's going on in the baseball world as far as I'm concerned. The Yankees got a lot of injuries that they're dealing with, so they're in last place in the AL East, which is crazy, but still, whatever. And then football. The draft happened. I think my buddy Brandon and Craig and I, we're going to do a WrestleMania / NFL draft recap episode. And I know WrestleMania was early April, so it's already been a month, but we wanted to do it. We're just trying to set it up. That's all. So I'm not going to get into the draft right now. Thought the Bears did all right, but that's all I'm going to say about that. Yeah, so that'll do it. Thank you all for listening. I appreciate it. Again, thank you so much for sticking with me. I know this episode got real. And I just wanted to let all that out, and it felt good to let it out. So thank you for sticking with me. Again, don't worry about me. I know I said some shit, but I'm fine. And if I'm not fine, I'm going to be fine. Always am. Trust me. Keep living that life, baby. All right. Thank you all. Episode 64 in the books. Next episode is going to be with Peter Grant, very funny comedian out of Australia. Melbourne, Australia. Crikey. Fuck. Why did I say that? I don't have to say that, but I did. Okay. That's it.